transforming data storage into an omnipresent force.
Is that some sort of hocus pocus?
No. Just the work of some wicked engineers who helped Columbia Sportswear elevate their infrastructure to the cloud so product production and delivery could work as one powerful entity. Magic can't make digital transformation happen. But we can. That's the power of Dell EMC, part of Dell Technologies.
There you go. That's one of the latest Dell Technologies commercials, Magic with Columbia Sportswear, Omnipresent Force. You know, what have I been saying about this, what I would call spiritual battle, and others too? We played the video. Melissa Dykes said the same thing yesterday, True Stream Media video. People are talking about this. Who was the other person who said it was a spiritual battle in, I think, a Fox News clip that we played recently? That is the operative term. Ephesians chapter 6 comes to mind. But you look at Isaiah 14 and Ezekiel 28, the kind of the character and nature of the devil, you know, who says, I will ascend above the heights of heaven, I will become like the Most High. If you take that literally, it's a counterfeiting of God's character and nature, omniscience, omnipresence, omnipotence, etc., except for the other characteristics of good and so forth. Romans 8:28, God causes all things to work together for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose. Or Revelation 21:5, Jesus speaking, behold, I make all things new. In the Greek, it's the perfect tense, so it's, behold, I'm continually making all things new. In other words, that's his character and nature. He shows up, and kind of like the old cathedral windows that are, you know, stained glass pieced together, it's a story. In other words, the glass panes, as they were created, were one thing, but essentially he makes the broken things better than new just by his very presence. It's a story that those panes tell, and that's one of the aspects of the story. Anyway, so in the Dell Technology commercial, you're hearing, for example, in this latest, an omnipresent force. Is it magic? No, it's just the work of some wicked engineers. You see why I'm... And folks will say, oh no, it'll be dismissed as just coincidence. It's you know, circumstantial, conjectural. An omnipresent force created, not magic, but created by some wicked engineers. This is, I mean, why would you phrase that way? Which gets back to the clip that we played from Melissa Dykes, you know, the normalizing, even what's the term? You know, casting cannibalism as attractive. Sexy, even, was the word that was used in one clip. Just, it's unbelievable what's happening. Getting back to the London nonsense, that was interesting in CNN's reporting. Well, first of all, police identified the suspect. According to NBC, the knife-wielding terrorist was British-born and previously investigated for violent extremism. Previously investigated. That's NBC. CNN, it's almost like, you know, is this an algorithmic AI-driven agenda that auto-error corrects? Because we point out when these things happen, you know, Patrick Henningsen over at 21st Century Wire, for example, is one of the best folks at pointing out that these people are always known wolves. They're not lone wolves. They're known wolves. Why would someone drive hours away and do some crazy thing? You hear, as we heard in the Wisconsin incident, You always hear some guy does some wacky thing, comes from, you know, like the Florida guy, forget his name, you know, travels from Alaska through Minnesota down to Fort Lauderdale and shoots the first people he sees, because that's, you know, who wouldn't do that? That makes perfect sense. And motive, well, there never is one. Unless it's Operation Gladio. That's a common element in all of these stories. Is it a Gladio-style operation to get people to submit to further government tyranny and overreach? That always seems to be a common theme. Why aren't we looking there first when these known wolves show up? So CNN reports that Khalid Massoud was not the subject of any current investigations, and there was no prior intelligence about his intent to mount a terrorist attack, a Metropolitan Police statement said. So, you know, that's that error correcting stuff, I would say. You know, we point out in the alternative media that it's always a known wolf. So that's the CNN version. And again, NBC reports previously investigated for violent extremism. Police identified the suspect as Khalid Massoud, 52, on Thursday. Authorities said Massoud was born in Kent, and detectives believe he was most recently living in the West Midlands. He was known by a number of aliases, police said. Massoud was known to security services as a peripheral figure and was not part of the current intelligence picture. Isn't that a clever way to phrase that? Prime Minister Theresa May told the House of Commons on Thursday. And speaking of Theresa May, it was interesting, you know, that everyone was tweeting and posting on social media, Theresa May is fine. Well, what about everyone else? And furthermore, what about the suspects? It's interesting that this gentleman was referred to as the alleged suspect, which is good. I think journalistically that should happen. That's appropriate, obviously, until, you know, innocent until proven guilty. However, unfortunately, in this context, I think it means more of the plausible deniability. Well, we never said he was the guy who did it. Now we can, since we've completely propagandized away critical thought and forced you to believe that every suspect is actually the perpetrator, the media playing judge, jury, and executioner, instead of referring to them as suspects or alleged, getting people to believe that if the media says the person did it, well, they must have done it. Guilty until proven innocent. Now we can just say, you know, alleged, and be honest about the possibility that it might be an Operation Gladio style scenario. Alleged, you know, maybe Khalid Massoud did. He was a peripheral figure, not part of the current intelligence picture. And Theresa May is special, so we have to tweet about her and say, look, she's okay. She's okay. Don't worry about the other folks, but it's just, it's unbelievable. Anyway. I digress. There's much more to say on that, but let's go to the phones real quick and grab John in Tennessee. John, thanks for calling. Welcome.
I appreciate it, Chris.
Hey, John.
You know, these wicked engineers, these self-repairing computers or machines or whatever, are you aware of a new series? I stumbled on this, coming on Stars. It's called American Gods.
No.
You need to go to YouTube and watch the trailer for American Gods. They are in your face, Chris. And it's so, when it came on, I almost turned it off because it's pretty vile. But it's a minute, I think a minute and 6 seconds, and it will tell you and show you exactly what they want to do and the extent to which they will have their, do their best to have their way. I mean, it is really extremely vile. So, you know, we're talking about artificial intelligence and self-replicating and self-repairing computers and the singularity, man-to-machine, and post-human. When I seen this trailer, I thought of that physicist named Seed who said, "We will become gods, and if you get in our way, you kill me, I kill you."
Yeah, Richard Seed.
You need to watch this trailer. And this is coming on April 30th. New series on Starz, and there'll be a lot of people that will watch it. And these people that have corrupted their literal mind and God has turned over to their unclean lusts and their heart's desires, they're going to buy into it, Chris.
Yep.
They're propagandizing and preparing and incrementally moving people along this path to hell.
And like I pointed out, speaking of that language, from Romans 1, verse 32, and although they know the ordinance of God that those who practice such things are worthy of death, they not only do the same, but also give hearty approval to those who practice them. All of this wickedness and evil. Aren't we headed right back to Genesis 6:5? In the NASB, I said that God saw that every intent of the thoughts of man's heart was only evil continually, which sounds like hyperbole. But I mean, I'm sure you see that shaping up right now. It seems like that's pretty much about where we're at. Every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil continually. Even what people think is good is evil. It's unbelievable.
Well, there's no such thing anymore, Chris. I enjoy going to the art gallery. When I was young, I loved going. I looked at Rodin sculpture, and I thought that was really, really a beautiful piece. But I understand now what the arts are. I'm an art teacher. Well, whoa, man. Are you a sculptor? Are you a painter? What type of art? Is it a black art? Is it you practicing art? Think about the words. There's things that are beautiful to look at if your heart's right. But what actor in the world, Chris, would take apart, I don't care how much it paid, if they had one sliver or one scintilla of the mind of God in them, who would ever take apart depicting something that was so evil? Who would do it?
Mm-hmm.
The only answer is whatever God it is that they're serving is not the God of creation. It's not good. And we're going right along there. It's not even a slippery slope. We're falling off the cliff into the abyss not as an individual, but as a creation of God, as a country, as the people of the world. Man, they're stepping off into the pit as we're speaking.
Huh.
And they're paying money to do it.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. It reminds me of, so many other shows that have come out, series have come out recently. Lucifer, the glorification of the devil, humans, movies that I've mentioned, thanks to the Board Op, The Circle, and Mind Gamers, for example, coming out this year. And, of course, the remake of Ghost in the Shell. It's unbelievable. Just the relentless onslaught.
If the Board Op's listening, I'll get off, pull up the YouTube trailer of American Gods and play it. It's about a minute long. You need to hear it. I'll let you go.
I think there are a couple of them. One was released a few months ago, and then there's a new one promoting it.
They are very dark.
Yeah, the Board Op says... Board Op says to tell you to read the book, so.
I've read the book. I don't want to read that book.
Yeah, exactly.
I've got my pick of books, and that's not it.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks, man.
I agree. Thanks, John. Bye. Appreciate it, as always. Neil Gaiman's best-selling 2001 novel, about to become the latest series in the technocratic undoing of us all, I guess, is maybe one way to put it. set to premiere next month. And it's just, it's... scary stuff. Dangerous, perilous times we live in. And, you know, what more can you say? So, yeah, maybe we'll play that clip. You know, speaking of that, I still want to play the Tim Allen clip, and this is almost like anticlimactic at this point, but here was Tim Allen, as I said earlier, on with Jimmy Kimmel over the weekend. If you're ready with that, go ahead, please. Maybe we'll come back to that. I don't hear that playing. Is that playing? So, yeah. Neil Gaiman is an English author of short fiction, officially, and comic books, graphic novels, etc., etc. I wouldn't be surprised if he had connections perhaps to the intelligence community and certainly the now I can't think of it. The same of the organization that shapes culture. On that side of the pond. Now I can't think of it. Music and so forth. You know, they write the music that is handed to the bands that were popular once, and then, you know, they get picked up by big name labels and handed music or brought in to write two or three words on a song that's already been written. I want to say GCHQ. It's obviously not GCHQ. It's the... can't think of it. It'll come to me. Royal Institute of International Affairs is Chatham House. The CFR equivalent. That's one of them. But that's not the only one. Anyway. And, anyway. It'll come to me. We'll be right back. Headed into a break. Stick around. We'll be right back after this short break.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
A dairy cow that talks to farmers. What kind of sorcery is that? It's not the magic wand kind. It's the RFID collar and Internet of Things kind we created with Chitley Dairy. So every cow can let farmers know how she feels and what she needs to be healthier. All with a simple text. Ta-da! Magic can't make digital transformation happen, but we can. That's the power of VMware, part of Dell Technologies.
See, there you go. It's the RFID collar and Internet of Things kind of sorcery that transforms dairy cows into living, breathing data centers. Isn't that fun? Awesome. No, it makes my skin crawl. It really does to hear it. So, I was thinking of the Tavistock Institute of Human Relations. That's what I was saying. The cultural shaping. And influencing Chatham House, obviously the CFR counterpoint on the other side of the pond, or equivalent. And speaking of all of that, I was thinking of the Committee of 300, the conspirators hierarchy, Dr. John Coleman, his research back in the 90s from the Library of Congress. Remember back when we had to do that before the Internet of Things, the interwebs, as it were, exhaustively researched work of Dr. John Coleman. Speaking of the Tavistock Institute of Human Relations, maybe we'll play one of the trailers for American Gods. Anyway, So I wouldn't be surprised if our dear friend Neil Gaiman had connections to either Chatham House or the Tavistock Institute, and intelligence community, obviously deeply enmeshed in media and pop culture. It seems like, speaking of these TV shows, I feel like the CIA is constantly making what I would call CIA shows, programs about CIA programming. You know, you constantly see that theme with all of these shows. CSIS, oh, it's so fascinating. We should all be taking STEM curriculum to learn about the future and, you know, program our obsolescence and so on and so on. Anyway, let's go back to the phones real quick and grab Glenn in Philly. Glenn, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hey, hello, Chris.
Hey, Glenn.
So I'm hearing all about all these amazing magic technologies. Interesting. I'm thinking a number of things. Number one, I heard GE mentioned in there self-diagnosing jet engines and stuff. Is this the same GE that's the puppet master parent of TEPCO? And that so poorly oversaw the goings-on at Fukushima so as to give us the death of the Pacific Ocean?
Yeah, exactly. Oops.
Oops. Well, don't worry. In the future, we'll do better. We'll make sure jet engines don't break. Yeah, that'll help.
We're getting better at tinkering, iterative, you know, development. We can, through the iterative process, get better at tinkering with the globe, the mind, all of that fun tinkering.
Well, and I sort of think that back to, like, the other day, ideas of Jungian collective unconsciousness, of kind of, you know, collective consciousness and unconsciousness sort of came up. But they're sort of doing a collective consciousness with the computers. I mean, I remember I was, like, involved with computers when, you know, back in the day as the whole, you know, enchilada was being built. And at first you got your personal computer, you know, and it was that the emphasis was personal. This was yours. You were going to craft it and configure it and set it up the way you like it. It's your personal computer. Yeah. And then, you know, then, okay, so then the day of the Ethernet card comes, you know, the network card, and you have your network cards and people make LANs, and then the Internet comes, you know, you have modems, and then network cards connect to broadband. Now, your personal computer is part of a bigger whole.
And, the cloud.
The cloud, now we've gone back, and it's like they've turned our personal computers back into dumb terminals under the cloud. Now, all our data is just like it's a dumb terminal.
Exactly. Right on. Yep. Stick around, folks. We'll be right back after this short break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite. I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
A dairy cow that talks to farmers. What kind of sorcery is that? It's not the magic wand kind. It's the RFID collar and Internet of Things kind.
There you go. Fun stuff. Not really. Anyway, a technocratic takeover, and it's right in our faces. I think it's interesting, provocative observation, perhaps, that if you look at the cover of Neil Gaiman's book, American Gods, the subtitle of the book is American Gods, The War Had Begun and Nobody Saw It, which I think begs no further comment. If you see what's going on, you listen to this network and this broadcast, you know what's happening all around us. Anyway, we're on the phones, and we have Glenn and Philly on the line, and you were making some a few points, Glenn.
About the technologies, the integrations. I'm sitting here at my computer now, as a matter of fact, and you know, the feel of this thing is very different now than it was 15 years ago, let's say. 15 or 20 years ago. You know, we had the Internet, you know, back in the 90s and that sort of thing. But, again, the emphasis was your computer was personal. It was an expression of, you know, your desires, your software, your, you know, look and feel, all that. But now, the way things are, this whole connectivity thing, this grand connectedness of everything, That used to be one of Novell's mottos, as a matter of fact, everything's connected. And so I know I have a relative who was a member of who worked for an employee of a large software developer in up in Washington State near Seattle. And when this relative started working with them, they were testing at the time. They were to leave their computers on at all times because they were utilizing a distributive processing software thing where, in other words, the Internet becomes, with distributive processing, the whole Internet, the whole network, becomes part a computer. Your processor gets used when you have cycles that aren't in use. Then the overarching software will the network will assign programming tasks to your processor.
Exactly, which was one of the first large examples of that in full effect, you might say, was Napster, of course.
Okay, right.
To assigning those resources.
So you chop up the problem and you farm it out to these computers all over the place and then collect the stuff and reassemble it as it comes back. And so, which basically makes the entire Internet one huge computer. Okay? Yeah. And now we've also, so now you add to that the cloud, which sort of turns your computer, again, into a dumb terminal. Your computer doesn't need to be that smart. It just needs to be able to log on to the Internet and run the desired app for Internet functions and stuff. Well, and all your files are saved out there on somebody else's server, with all sorts of intellectual property rights waivers that allow you to give them all your data out there and accessible, whether by hackers or by the server owners. So now your computer is much less personal. It's processing time can be utilized by other computers out on the Internet. Your personal stuff is all up on the cloud, and so really this your computer doesn't really need to be personal. You can go pick up any Internet connected tablet or log onto any computer at a coffee shop, and you have access to all your stuff. So it's
right.
Not your computer that's personal per se so much anymore. It's your persona as it is represented on the Internet.
Yeah, and
out there.
Storage is so much less expensive for those big companies than it ever was before. And gosh, why worry about keeping track of all that stuff? Just upload it to the cloud and don't worry about it.
I was just talking with a friend the other night about how we had worked together at a computer concern, he had built his first, first terabyte tower hard drive. It was a SCSI tower of 10 drives to make a terabyte, using a RAID array. And it was like, wow, look, we've got a terabyte server.
That wasn't anymore. That long ago, I bet, actually.
No, that was late 90s.
Not that long ago.
And now it's like, we've got, I remember when I bought my, a 64 meg, memory chip for a camera, 64 megs was a big, $100, So this stuff is all much more cost effective now. And they have server farms for all this stuff, and it's all highly redundant and protected by hardware firewalls and all that sort of thing, and our malware.
Except software. Not really.
But,
protected from us, that Spark M7 chip that encrypts at the chip level keeps us out, but not the intelligence community and their nefarious ilk. But anyway, yeah.
Yeah, I know. So much for the personal element, my point is
exactly.
that all this stuff, the way it's connected. But I think it's funny because now we're, and we are encouraged to be abjectly trusting and abjectly dependent on this stuff,
Yeah, it's unbelievable. Trust Big Brother because he'll take care of you. It's the ultimate form of Stockholm Syndrome, I would say.
Yeah, if your phone address book is, it's don't worry, it's on the cloud. You drop your phone down the sewer, you just get a new one, log on, and poof, there's all your stuff, because the device doesn't really matter. It's that your stuff is out there. But, man, anyway, so anyway, that's what I was thinking about, that's all. But I wish some of these geniuses had practiced a little more, preventive in the way of preventive precautions, because it would have been really nice if Fukushima hadn't happened, and that was all negligence. That was all not meeting specs. That was all not following recommendations. You know, that and the Gulf oil disaster, all this stuff. I'm supposed to be impressed with these big companies when they're destroying the earth. I believe the Bible says something about Christ returning to vent his wrath on those who are destroying the earth. You know?
Right. Revelation 11:18, I think, is one of those passages that comes to my mind.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, well, you know, it's nice to know that the jet engines are dependable on the plane on which I'm flying. That's a good thing. But jet engines were dependable back in the late 70s when I first flew across the Atlantic, you know, to visit Germany. You know, so dependable jet engines have never been a great mystery. But, you know, that little sticky wicket about nuclear power, maybe you want to put a little more emphasis on that. Because right now, if we had major earthquakes along any major faults or anything like that, we could have 10 of our own Fukushimas here in this country. So,
yeah.
But anyway, exactly. All right, enough. I've vented my spleen. It was fun.
Appreciate it, Glenn, as always.
Okay, Chris, take care. Bye-bye.
Great. Great observations and great insight. For some reason, Touch of Evil comes to mind. I think that was on Turner Classic Movies last night. And speaking of all of this spying and so forth, Charlton Heston's character obviously records the conversation. The Mexican drug enforcement agent Miguel Vargas, Heston's character, bugs the conversation between Captain Hank Quinlan, which was played by Orson Welles, and I forget the other guy's name, but 1958, the conversation is recorded, and Charlton Heston's character says, yeah, I got it all on tape, that and a whole bunch more. So, you know, this is not a new concept, and obviously around that time, the CIA was bugging the Russians and others, and that's a known and disclosed fact at this point. It's funny how, you know, we look back in history, we see the precedent for things, and somehow, you know, you look at the old committees, and speaking of the old committees, I thought it was provocative that the mainstream news channels and their coverage of the events, you know, Adam Schiff speaking of Devin Nunes' press conference, and apparently Nunes has issued an apology to the committee for not talking to them first. There's evidence that's supposed to show up by tomorrow, these reports that he's requested. Anyway, it was interesting that Nunes said, you know, maybe it's time for, and he wasn't the only one, others echoed the sentiment that maybe it's time for an independent body to investigate what's happening here. And some folks said, you know, like the 9/11 Commission. My jaw dropped to the floor. Like the 9/11 Commission that renounced its own report and findings based on and conclusions based on erroneous and misinformation that it was provided. I don't think that would be the committee that I would go back to. But we have these historical precedents, and we're forgetting history. It seems to be, I don't know, we seem in America to have a real propensity for it. I've mentioned before, the Tocqueville's quotes on that. Subject and the fact that we are, even de Tocqueville observed back around the 1850s that we were predisposed to change somewhat uniquely here in America. From the National Character of Americans, published actually in 1831, de Tocqueville wrote, "Born under another sky, placed in the middle of an always moving scene, himself driven by the irresistible torrent which sweeps along everything that surrounds him, the American has no time to tie himself to anything. He grows accustomed to naught but change." Change we can believe in, eh? And concludes by viewing it as the natural state of man. What about Proverbs talking about not moving the ancient boundaries? He feels a need for it. Even more, he loves it. For instability, instead of occurring to him in the form of disasters, seems to give birth to nothing around him but wonders. Which perhaps calls to mind Aldous Huxley's words about of a similar nature. You know, you see the change that is happening all around us. How did he say it? I can't remember exactly how he said it. The charm of history and its enigmatic lesson consists in the fact that from age to age, nothing changes and yet everything is completely different. That's the creeping incrementalism. That's the Fabian socialist model that gets you turned completely around over the course of time. And then, of course, you know, I've mentioned Santayana's words along the subject of history. Those who do not remember history are doomed to repeat it. And Robert Heinlein's words, those who have no history have no future. Don't remember history, have no past and no future. It's, you know, we have the precedents, even in America. Would that we could revisit that history in Jeffersonian fashion, in the sense of the more general diffusion of knowledge. Anyway, let's go back to the phones real quick and grab Fred in Iowa. Fred, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Good morning, Chris. Can you hear me?
Yes, Fred. Good morning.
Okay. If you fear God, trust in the Lord, you will not fear a man. Now get your pencils ready. I'm going to read 5 verses from Revelation and try to put this together. Here we go. Chapter 12, verse 10. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, "Now is come salvation and strength, and the kingdom of our God, and the power of his Christ. For the accusers of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night." Verse 11, "They," that's the saints, that's the believers, "and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb," that's the death of Christ that died for our sins, "and by the word of their testimony," other words, from the Bible, they gave their testimony, they knew their Bible, "and they loved not their lives unto the death." Now, 12, the last verse, which is 17. "And the dragon," which is the devil, "was wroth with the woman," woman is the church, the Christian church, "and went to make war with the remnant," that's just the small remnant, "the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ." That's the remnant, and they do that. Now go to Revelation 14:10. "Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus." Okay, let's go to Revelation 19:10. And I'm going to read the bottom of the verse 19:10, verse 10, chapter 19. And they have that they, the saints, the remnant, that have the testimony of Jesus, worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. So if you read and know your Bible and study and pray and repent, then there's no surprises. All this talk on RBN and everything. You talk, 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 talk. And not all of it is factual. But if you know your word and your Bible, then none of this is a surprise. But here's the thing. Knowing and having the knowledge, nothing unless you repent.
Absolutely. And that's a perfect point to go out on to the break. We'll be right back.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate limescale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio? Then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
PatriotPrepared.com carries the leading brands of storable food from Numana, Legacy, and Heaven's Harvest. Patriot Prepared. Our name says it all. We're dedicated to empowering you to be self-reliant and confident in any circumstance. Whether you want to be prepared in the event of an emergency or you're an outdoor sports enthusiast, PatriotPrepared.com has prepackaged meals and kits for your entire family. Legacy, Heaven's Harvest, and Numana are known for high-quality, great-tasting GMO free nutritious food with no chemical preservatives. Simple to prepare, easy to store, gluten-free and organic high-quality nutrition options with a 25-year shelf life. You can't beat the feeling of being food secure when you need it most. So go to PatriotPrepared.com right now to pick up your supply of high-quality storable food for your family, because it makes good sense to be prepared. That's PatriotPrepared.com.
Transforming data storage into an omnipresent force.
Is that some sort of hocus pocus?
No. Just the work of some wicked engineers.
An omnipresent force, the work of some wicked engineers. And what a perfect conclusion, kind of a bookend to the verses that you mentioned, Fred. And as you said, if you fear God, trust in the Lord, you will not fear man. And that's obviously a sentiment that is echoed by Jesus himself. So don't fear right. those that can kill the body, but he who can kill the body and the soul.
Christ said in the end times it will be like the days of Noah. They were marrying and given and married, and their thoughts were continually evil. In other words, their mind, the way their minds were, they thought continually evil. So we're faced with the same problem today, all mankind. And how do we change that? Now, Jesus didn't want to forgive sins. He wanted you not to sin. So that has to require your thoughts and the changing of your mind. And only through the help of God can you do that. And when these sinful thoughts come up in your mind, pray and think and try to alter your mind, your thoughts. And that's sanctification, and that takes a lifetime. But you got to work at it. Because you may die in the next minute or the next year or so or whatever. We have to have the mind of Christ. And that's where we have free will to choose. Go ahead.
Absolutely. And, you know, I mentioned it yesterday. There are several passages Paul writes about that struggle. But 2 Corinthians 10:4 and 5 comes to mind, taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ.
That's right. That take every thought, just like you said it, to the obedience of Christ. And that's work. That's effort. But that's where we're given the free will to choose. And if I should say this, I am kind of passed up faith. I have total belief. And like the previous caller was talking about the computer, well, hell. Heck, I'm not a nerd or a geek. I have an old XP. But there's enough information, especially if you just use YouTube. It's so obvious. But here is the thing. People want to hear what they want to hear. And what they don't want to hear, they close their ears and their eyes. You have to put forth the effort with your will to do God's will and to change your thoughts and your mind. Okay, my friend, I'm done. Talk to you another time. Thank you and bye.
Thanks, Fred. Appreciate it as always. We are almost out of time, but let's go back to the phones real quick and grab Murr in Wisconsin. Murr, we got about 15 seconds or so. It's all yours.
Oh, hi, Chris. Thank you. It's my first call to you. Nice speaking with you.
You too. Thanks for calling in.
Shouldn't we choose to not consume Talmud stream media at all? Why do we have to watch trailers or go and watch what's on that box? Get rid of that box.
Yeah.
Isn't that a choice?
Absolutely. It's a fair point. I think it's a great point. Absolutely. Because it's part of the social conditioning.
Okay, let me tell you real quick here. I reposted the normalizing cannibalism from where I had before, and CFR posted in here why, right? Why and really, am I pushing normalizing cannibalism by, you know, reposting this, by rewatching it?
End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 12-24-36, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 12-24-36, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of 5 Levels of Power novels and the Sled Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 12-24-36. Get your copy today.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network.
Because you can handle the truth.